Now, it looks as though this controversy, if that's what it was, over government legislation to strip dual nationals suspected of terrorism, strip them of their Australian citizenship, that may be sensibly resolved. According to reports this week, instead of creating new standalone legislation, the government will now instead simply extend the existing Section 35 of the Citizenship Act. Now, Section 35 states that a person ceases to be an Australian citizen if he or she, quote, serves in the armed forces of a country at war with Australia, unquote. That will now be updated to cover situations where a citizen is serving with a terrorist organisation. The loss of citizenship will be automatic. Under Section 35, a relevant person, quote, ceases to be an Australian citizen at the time the person commences so to serve. So the government will get what it wanted, or we'll get what we want, in the sense that the decision as to whether someone is serving as a terrorist will be taken by the minister. However, those who had rule of law concerns will also get what they wanted, because any revocation of citizenship under Section 35 will be challengeable in the federal court, even if the person, the subject of the revocation, is offshore. There could still be further debate on this issue depending on the detail of the appeal process. Critics argue the appeal must be substantive, not simply procedural, but the government is on the right track here, and of course the public are strongly supporting the government. There would have been no point passing legislation which could have been struck down later as unconstitutional.